News Talk 1450 KFIZ. The spring high school football season is winding down. 3 weeks left in the action for most of the teams around the area. And, of course, joining us for this spring preview is Travis Wilson from wissports.net. Lots of action going on. And, boy, some area teams keep rolling, including those number one ranked Fond du Lac Cardinals, who we'll see later tonight against Bayport. Travis, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Doing well.
Thanks for joining us, as always. Boy, the Fond du Lac Cardinals, will start with them, number one team in the large schools division with Wiss Sports and the coaches poll again this week, and very deservedly so. 60-point victory over Green Bay Preble. Probably had the feeling that one was going to go the way of the Cardinals, but I don't think you could ever predict a 60-point victory, can you?
Well, with this Fond du Lac team, I don't know if anything is out of reach, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. The way that they've looked so far, the talent that they have, you know, incorporating Braylon Allen more into the offense this year, just a very difficult group to match up with, very difficult group to stop, and they have dominated so far. But tell you what, these last 3 weeks are really going to test the Cardinals, beginning this week with this big game against Bayport. A little bit of the bloom off the rose on that one, as Bayport's lost two in a row, and not maybe quite the Bayport team that we saw make a state championship title game run a couple years ago, but still a very good program, and still should be, to date anyway, the best matchup, the best game that Fond du Lac will see. Still, though, no matter what happens this week, Fond du Lac has wrapped up their division championship in this redesigned or revamped Fox Valley Classic, which means that next week, and then in the final week, they're going to face off against almost certainly Appleton North and Kimberly. It's just a matter of which week those teams will play, because Appleton North and Kimberly play this week as well to determine who's the first place team and who's second. So Fond du Lac will close with Bayport, Appleton North, in Kimberly. An incredibly challenging end of the season schedule, but it's going to be a lot of fun for you folks there to be able to watch that and all of those games, and a lot of fun for people around the state to follow. Because, again, you know, that's four of the best programs in the entire state matching up here over the last few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And Fondy's best test to date was the Nina game. Nina scored the most points against them this year with 21, and that still was a 56-21 victory for the Cardinals. So this is what you play for. These are the matchups that you want to see. You know, we'd certainly like to see, you know, Bayport a little bit more. But, you know, I've been blessed to cover Fondy Kimberly almost every year over the last 5 years. I've been doing games for the station, so even though there's not going to be a true state champion crowned here in the spring season with the no state championship at the camp down in Madison, this is some high level football, and this is definitely going to be a reward to wrap up the season with, right?
It will be. And you know, Sun Prairie's in that mix as well, as an undefeated team out of the Big Eight. They're only playing two different teams this year, though. Three different teams with this limited Big Eight schedule they have. So we don't know as much about Sun Prairie. But really, whoever emerges out of this group of the Fox Valley Classic, especially if it's Fond du Lac, and especially if they beat the Bayport Kimberly and Appleton North, I mean, that's as close as you can get to an unofficial state championship without having a true tournament. That would be very impressive, and that would, you know, solidify whichever team comes out of there is likely the best team in the spring season.
Let's talk about some other highlights from week four, and a team I know we've talked about, a couple teams actually, we talked about another conference that's had some really good teams step up here lately, is the Flyway Conference. Omro and Lamira both with big wins last week too.
Yeah, that was a big week in the Flyway. Omro, very impressive, taking care of business once again. Actually had a running clock against Mayville at one point, who had been undefeated. And then Lamira, you know, proving that they are a legitimate team, beating a St. Mary Springs team that, you know, maybe isn't quite at the level of the last few years, but still very, very good. So you've got two of the best teams in the entire state at the small school level right there in the Flyway with Lamira and Omro. Unfortunately, they don't play this year. And I have lobbied on social media for the Flyway Conference to adjust schedules the last couple of weeks and give those teams a chance to play. I think, you know, it can be done, and find a way to make it happen. In this year of unprecedented flexibility, let's find a way to make that happen. That'd be a great game to see sometime in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, I think would serve both teams better and everybody involved better by trying to find a way to match those two teams up. And give those teams a chance to play, because they're probably the two best small school teams in the state right now, Amro's ranked first in our coaches' poll. Lomira's third behind Bangor. But I'd put those as the best two small school teams in the state. And, again, I hope they find a way to allow those teams to match up.
I think Lomira has to play Mayville yet in the final week of the season. That should be an interesting matchup nonetheless. We'll talk about that coming up in a couple weeks, obviously. But I think you're right. You know, there should be an unofficial, official championship game. You have two teams that haven't played each other yet in the season. It just makes sense, right?
You would think so. I'd like to see it, and everybody would like to see it. With the Flyway Conference welcoming in Waupun and Ripon this year for this spring season, it was an unbalanced schedule. So you weren't going to play every team in the conference, which is, you know, fine. That's what needs to be done. But again, you'd like to see some flexibility there to allow that matchup to happen.
Travis, anything else stand out to you from a statewide perspective?
Well, some good games certainly this week. You know, we're looking at Kimberly and Appleton North again. That's a huge rivalry game. And one that everybody's looking forward to, you know, will determine the order that those teams play Fond du Lac. You know, some good rivalry games on the schedule as well. So a good week of games. And, you know, especially with these big Fox Valley Classic matchups, it doesn't get much better than that.
Talking about some other off-the-field things going on, we always kind of track the number of games played, and it looked like last week we actually ticked up a percentage, 96% of games played last week. That's obviously very good news.
Good news. There was only two COVID cancellations. The bad news is that there were a couple of non-COVID cancellations, and there's been a couple of those every week the last couple weeks, and there's already one again this week. You know, you'd like to see all the games played. You like to see, you know, games not impacted by COVID. But when you're talking about some pretty big schools like West Dallas Central, Green Bay West, Green Bay East, you know, having to be canceled because of program numbers, that's rather concerning. And Green Bay East and Green Bay West are two storied programs in the state of Wisconsin, but they really haven't been where they were for a long time. Neither team has made the playoffs in over a decade, been quite a while, in fact. And, you know, they have demographic problems. They have challenges in their schools and in their district, but it's very tough to see a school of 1,000-plus not able to field a high school varsity football team. So, you know, that's concerning. But the COVID issue has been, you know, much better than what we saw in the fall. Like you said, up to 96% this week. We're at about 95% overall in the spring, so that's very encouraging. Now I've just got to get these programs that are struggling with some low numbers, get them back on track.
Travis, I know this week one of the big things that I've been seeing on your Twitter feed and on WIS Sports is the Spring Football Award semifinalists. You're announcing those this week, too.
Yeah, and I hope all the Fond du Lac fans don't get too mad at me, but we do have a number of Fond du Lac players on those lists, but Braylon Allen we have on the defensive side of the ball, not on the offensive side of the ball. Kyle Waljasper, of course, is on the offensive side of the ball as a semifinalist. So, yeah, just a chance to recognize some of these outstanding spring athletes, kind of coming off of our traditional senior football awards that we do. We open it up to all grade levels for this spring season. So we've got the semifinalists out, 10 to 15 semifinalists. We'll have finalists, you know, late in the season, and then pick winners at the end of the year. I have to tell you, we're not doing in the WFCA is not doing a spring player of the year necessarily. Mm-hmm. But Kyle Waljasper has to be probably the favorite, I would think, on the offensive side of the ball, if there was such a thing. He's been incredible this year, obviously. You know, right up there among state leaders in rushing, you know, passing yards, very strong there. And obviously guiding the best team in the state right now. So him and Braylon Allen, quite the dynamic duo with what they're doing there at Fond du Lac.
Absolutely. I talked with Coach Jorgensen about the big playability, and I said to him, and I've had people ask me about the Cardinals, it's incredible to watch a team that you really honestly believe can score from anywhere on the field. And I've never seen so many one-play 75-yard, one-play 66-yard, whatever it may be, touchdowns in a season like this Fond du Lac team. So definitely electric, and Waljasper and Allen worthy of all the honors they receive for sure.
Yeah, and how about this? Waljasper's averaging almost 23 yards a carry so far this year. Allen's averaging 16 yards a carry. They have 24 combined rushing touchdowns alone. And again, plus what Waljasper has done through the air, very efficient and effective that way. So a lot of weapons, and we knew that, right? I mean, we knew Fond du Lac had, what was it, 18 returning starters, something like that, and a very deep group, a very senior-laden group. You add Braylon Allen in there as a difference maker on both sides of the ball, and it's all adding up to a very special season for Fond du Lac that, while there's not a state tournament, there's not a state championship, again, if they can go through this last 3 weeks undefeated, that's an awful lot to hang your hat on here in this very different spring season.
Travis, anything else people should be looking for on WIS Sports? We're talking football, but I know, obviously, the real spring sports, baseball, softball, soccer, all those are starting practice this week too.
Yeah, a lot going on. We're wrapping up this alternate schedule. The volleyball championships, of course, were held last weekend. And football, kind of going through the last few weeks here. Soccer, boys soccer, that is, will start their tournament play very shortly. And then, as you mentioned, traditional spring sports are starting up, so we'll start to have some preview information, especially focused on baseball. Have some preseason team rankings, some conference previews, and some other things going on that will start ramping up that coverage a little bit as well very soon.
Awesome, Travis. Thanks as always. We'll talk next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Spencer.